I'm John McChesney on San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, which has been considered a potential terrorist target since the attacks of 9/11. As the sun sets here, only a few pedestrians are strolling across the graceful span. We asked some of them, Steve Gardner, Greg Bills, and Matthew Weir, if they were concerned about the orange alert.
No, I'm not worried about it.
I didn't even hear about it. I think I'm going to go out on the bridge and enjoy the view, and that's about that.
Well, I'm from England. We've lived with terrorism for years. Got the IRA. Terrorist attacks can happen. You can get run over crossing the roads. I wouldn't want to be put off by terrorists. You know, that's almost letting them win.
But the California Highway Patrol is worried about the new alert. On Highway 101 leading to the north entrance of the Golden Gate Bridge, a sign sits by the roadside telling all trucks to pull off for an inspection. A cluster of highway patrolmen are here to examine trucks before they cross. A truck loaded with a fertilizer bomb, like the one used in Oklahoma City, could do serious damage to the bridge. An unmarked white van pulls up in front of us.
See your driver's license, please.
Sergeant Paul McIntyre questions a nervous driver who keeps beeping his horn accidentally.
And what are you hauling today, sir?
Fine.
What are you hauling inside?
I'm empty right now.
You're empty right now? Okay.
And
okay. And did you load it yourself?
Sorry.
Did you load it yourself?
Yeah.
If you can go ahead and turn off your vehicle for me, set your parking brake, and go ahead and step outside.
While another officer checks the driver's license and registration, Sergeant McIntyre leads the star of this operation up to the truck. Her name is Maury, and she's a small, young, black Labrador, friendly enough to jump up and lick a reporter's microphone. But she's here for serious business. She's trained to smell out explosives.
I'll give her a command to go ahead and search. Maury, find it.
Maury begins to move rapidly around the truck, sniffing tires, fuel tanks, and the undercarriage.
Check high.
When we get to the rear of the truck, McIntyre tells Maury to check high, and she goes up on her hind legs, sniffing doors and the tailgate. If she found something, McIntyre says she would sit and look back at him as a signal. But there is something remarkably incongruous between this small pup and the enormous task in front of the canine corps of the Highway Patrol. There are only 3 bomb dogs in the Bay Area, and they have to run checks on not only Golden Gate traffic, but also the Bay Bridge, the Richmond Bridge, the Port of Oakland, and several oil refineries. McIntyre says they are spread thin, but they put up random checks on all these locations, letting terrorists know that they might get caught. CHP spokesman Tom Marshall says that soon another class of 9 bomb dogs will graduate from the Canine Academy, and statewide, Marshall says, the Highway Patrol is on extended shifts.
We're meeting this current challenge by putting most of our officers on 12-hour shifts. And that actually adds an extra 4 hours to, you know, their day, but it also gives us double protection throughout much of the day and most of the night. And we're also keeping our aircraft up and running 24/7, our helicopters and our airplanes.
Some of those helicopters were used 3 nights ago when a tugboat captain noticed an unlit inflatable craft near the base of the Bay Bridge, but jittery officials were unable to locate the boat. Elsewhere in California, police were also stepping up patrols. In Los Angeles, 550 sensitive locations were getting special attention, and the police set up a special hotline for tips about suspicious activity. In Orange County, police began screening vehicles coming into John Wayne Airport and 3 harbor facilities there. But some cities like Oakland can't afford the overtime required for increased patrols. California Governor Gray Davis just created an Office of Homeland Security. But like the cities and counties, the state is also facing a budget crunch. Some help should be on the way soon when Congress approves nearly $3.5 billion destined for local anti-terrorist efforts. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.